Next, it's Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature on VPR where we take you outside to learn about the natural world with biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Today, we'll find out how those cute little chipmunks survive the winter.
If you had to pick your favorite mammal based solely on cuteness, what would it be?
I think it's a chipmunk.
Right, because it's cute.
It's Vermont's cutest mammal.
It is, by far. I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kent McFarland. We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. Welcome to Outdoor Radio. So we're at the North Branch River Park in Montpelier, and that ridge line up in front of you is where we're going to head up into the woods and find some chipmunks.
Let's go.
First thing we're going to have to find is nuts.
Like beech nuts? It's not a very good year for beech nuts.
It's terrible, so I'm a little worried we're not going to find a chipmunk.
It's really beautiful here right now, right? The leaves are changing color and falling off the trees. It's a sunny, beautiful day.
It is getting cold out, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Where
do the chipmunks go when it gets cold?
What do they do in the wintertime? Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize they might be walking right by them, but they sound like birds, right? Because they have that chip noise.
They've got different vocalizations, but one of the ones you hear so often is the chuck, 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 and it sounds an awful lot like a bird.
So the other day when you were out walking your dog, you took my recorder and grabbed a couple recordings. So let's hear what they sound like so, you know, we get an idea.
The other sound they make, and this is my favorite sound, is a really high-pitched twitter.
Oh, when they freak out?
Yeah, they go brrrr.
Yeah. They think that that might, you know, confuse predators. That's why they do that when they take off. But if we do run into one here, one of the things that we're going to look for is that high chip note, that chip, chip, chip that we hear.
Right.
But also the one you made, that chunk. Chunk, chunk. And it turns out those two things mean something to chipmunks. Let's walk up into the woods while we're doing it. The high note, they think, might be signaling that there's a ground predator coming by. A little Sarah.
So basically it's a warning to other chipmunks that might be
chipmunks
around. Chipmunks are solitary creatures most of the time.
But yeah,
they're
but
still
they got,
warning other
They have
chipmunks.
Territories, so okay. Why not be on the lookout? And then that deep chunk, chunk, chunk that they do.
Uh-huh.
That is actually thought to be warning that there's an aerial predator.
Ah.
So something like, you know, a hawk.
Okay.
We don't really have to be that quiet because we actually want to scare them so we can hear them.
Exactly.
Because they're really quite camouflaged.
And, you know, it doesn't take much either. You walk around the base of a tree, which is oftentimes where they'll have their burrows, even though their burrows are very difficult to find. All the dirt that they dig up in making the burrow, they'll carry it away in their cheeks and deposit it elsewhere so that it doesn't call attention to their burrow. Pretty smart. You told me you would watch these chipmunks go back and forth to your feeder, and they would get all the sunflower seed off the ground, and they'd stuff their cheeks full of it, and then they would run off, and then they'd come back not too long later, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the waste seed that the birds have all knocked on the ground, right?
Is there anything bad about it or dangerous about it?
No, they're the lucky ones, right? Maybe the only dangerous thing is if there's a neighborhood cat.
So what are they doing when they're doing this?
It's the time of harvest, and they're harvesting.
Yeah.
So at our feeders, mm-hmm. you might see them doing that back and forth with huge cheeks just filled with black sunflower seed.
Right.
You know, that they're like sweepers on the ground, just sweeping it all up and carrying it away. Here out in the woods where we're trying to find them, you know, in nature, mm-hmm. they might be sweeping around looking for, like, beech nuts.
Whatever. Or maybe further down south, they're looking
could
for
be
acorns.
Oak. Yeah, it could be acorns. It could be even maple seed. It's any seed that they can store. Right? So they're carrying that seed back to their underground tunnels.
Where they have pantries,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because these are actually ground squirrels. So
they're in the squirrel family.
Right. So they're taking it back to the pantry, right? They're taking it underground. And their tunnels can be a couple meters long underground.
And they've got these little storage areas, these pantries.
And so they have a sleeping room and a pantry and, you know.
Okay, wait. Let's talk about the sleeping room. So they're taking this food underground, but why are they doing this?
Well, let's go find some food and maybe a chipmunk, and then I'll let you in on their sleeping secret.
On the big secret.
I'm sort of looking around in the understory here.
Yeah.
And digging through these leaves.
Not seeing a whole lot.
There's not even nuts, let alone masting. Look, even underneath, there's nothing left from last year. So there's nothing for chipmunks right here, and that's why we're having such a tough time. Which is why, especially in a year where there's not many nuts out in the woods, there's a lot of them at your bird feeder. And they're getting ready for winter. And the beautiful thing is they're going to go underground and stay there for the whole winter. But unlike some things, they don't go to actually to sleep.
Well, so, but wait a second. They don't hibernate.
Hibernation's always a loaded word, but yeah, it's not true hibernation, no.
So they're not asleep all winter long.
Technically not asleep at all. They're in torpor.
Torpor is where they'll lower their heart rates, they lower their metabolic rate.
They're going to lower their heart rate a lot. Because right. We're talking about a summertime heart rate of 400 beats a minute.
Yeesh.
That's like a drum roll. In the wintertime, when they go into this torpor state, mm-hmm. this sort of catatonic state, goes down to about 23, 24 beats per minute.
They're lowering their metabolic rate, their heart rate, their breathing. But it's short term because they'll wake up periodically
exactly.
throughout the wintertime.
So right now, the bears are out here and they're not filling their cheeks up. They're filling their stomachs up.
No, and they get really, really fat before the winter.
They actually do then just use that fat and sleep all winter long. These chipmunks are actually not doing that. They're storing a lot of food, but they can't store enough for the whole winter usually.
They're sticking them in these little pantries underground.
Up to 8 pounds. It takes them about 8 pounds to get through the winter.
So at some point, and this is usually right around March, right? When we start seeing all the chipmunks.
Early spring, right.
Yeah, early spring, they start to come out and forage again.
Torpor has got serious energetic costs and other physical costs. And one of them is when they arouse out of torpor, it's like having a massive New Year's Day hangover. They actually have trouble with short-term memory. They might literally have a headache that
Alvin
really affects their
brain.
It's like a massive hangover when they come out.
But that's,
and it takes them several days to get over it, actually.
Physiologically, that's hard on the body, right?
It's hard on the body, and it's also dangerous. You do not want to go into torpor.
So. No. So come March, then what happens? What do they do?
Well, the first thing they're going to try to do is raid the icebox. They need to find something to eat. And once they're back into shape, it's about, you know, raising a family.
Right, exactly.
And here's the crazy thing about these poor chipmunks, is that in the entire annual cycle, there's a 6-hour period where males can start a family. All that torpor and headache and food and everything leads up to a 6-hour period where they need to make a family.
Find a female, attract that female, and possibly repel any other suitors and get her to choose him.
In a 6-hour period.
In a 6-hour
period.
Wow. Yeah. Bet you humans couldn't do that. Okay, I have to admit, much as I love walking through the woods with you and just hanging out, I'm getting a little bit frustrated.
Well, we're not going to find any chipmunks here. There's no seed.
No, it doesn't seem like we're going to.
You know, let's head down south where there's more seed and see if we can kick up something down there.
If worse comes to worse, we can always go to your feeder and watch the chipmunks living the good life.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra. Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
You can learn a lot more about chipmunks and post your sightings at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, Vermont, with support from the Vermont Community Foundation and the VPR Journalism Fund.